Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Manamapi Shachi Putra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagadam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Yerivaramaho Radhika Matavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Latosmi Vande ham Sri Guru Sri Atafrati Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavams Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditam Cha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I apologize for coming late. Shamyatam, no excuses. Next, I'd like to congratulate Sri Giridhari Prabhu and his team for running on the Bhagavad Darshan all these years. This is which year? The annual function we have? This is the sixth annual. Okay, so this is the fifth annual Bhagavad Darshan Sammelan, get together. And the Bhagavad Darshan in Tamil has been going on regularly, month after month, without fail for 6 years, is it? No? Coming on 6 years. Six years complete. And also, of course, I must extend congratulations to all of you who are distributing Bhagavad Darshan. Because without that, all of the effort of Sri Giridhari Prabhu and others would not be as effective. Now we may ask, well, what do we need this magazine for anyway? We already have Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada said that everything you need to know to become fully Krishna conscious is in my books. But he also very much wanted the Back to Godhead magazine. Which in Indian languages, Srila Prabhupada gave the name Bhagavad Darshan. It's a different meaning, but it's the same function. Well, there are different reasons why Srila Prabhupada gave so much importance to this magazine. One reason is that he wanted his disciples, and that means also you in the next generation, to learn to present Krishna consciousness in a manner that is suitable to the particular audience that you are addressing. The message of Bhagavad Gita, or the message of Krishna consciousness, is the same message that Krishna spoke to Brahma, Brahma spoke to Narada, Narada spoke to Vyas, Vyas spoke to Madhva, and on down through the cyclic succession. It is the message of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Vedas and the Upanishads and Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's the same message. But we all have experience, those of us who are presenting the message of Krishna consciousness, that we present it somewhat differently according to the people we are speaking to. For instance, if we're speaking to a group of school children, we'll probably present, our presentation will be somewhat different to that if we're speaking to a group of school teachers. The Srila Prabhupada's books present the timeless message of Krishna consciousness in a manner suitable for modern man. Which is still a very general genre. General genre. But to present it for the modern Tamil-speaking public, there'll be other specific considerations of culture, current events, and so on. For instance, in presenting Krishna consciousness for a specifically Tamil audience, we are likely to bring in the teachings of Ramanuja and the Alavas, and maybe the Nayanmas also. We may quote them also. What's the main issues right now in Tamil Nadu? Well, the election is coming up. So we have in Srila Prabhupada's books discussion of politicians and proper leadership of human society according to the Vedic culture. So we can relate that, taking quotes from Srila Prabhupada's books, we can relate that to the promises of the present vote-desiring politicians. For instance, there are so many points we can bring out. interviews with devotees. I remember many years ago, this must have been 1977 or maybe early
1978.
I was in West Bengal. And the Bhagavad Darshan magazine had been started there in Bengali in Srila Prabhupada's presence. And it's still going on non-stop for so many years. And I was one of the distributors along with Prabhupada's books. We used to go in the towns and villages of West Bengal and Assam, where there's a large Bengali population also. And I remember there was one article which made a lot of response. It just described about one devotee. How he was just someone in West Bengal who joined in ISKCON Mayapur with his family. And it got such a good response. It seems that people were thinking that ISKCON, that means some Western people who are chanting Hare Krishna. But when they saw, oh, it's just one of us. He's not even a vairagi. He's not a sannyasi. He's married and he's part of the same ISKCON. And people were, they were very enthused by that. They saw it's not just something. Yeah, okay. So it seems that for many people, they thought, well, that's just something for Westerners. But then they thought, oh, I could also be part of that. And they became very happy to know that. So practically from the beginning of Srila Prabhupada's movement in the West, he introduced this Back to Godhead magazine. In India, before he came to the West, that was his main service to his Guru Maharaj. Who personally ordered him to start this magazine, Back to Godhead. And then later also he started writing books and he gave more emphasis to that. Now he never stopped writing books up until almost practically his last breath. But when he saw that some of his early followers, they had some basic understanding of Krishna consciousness, he said, okay, now you do the Back to Godhead magazine. So from the beginning he gave in the West, he gave it to his disciples. You write the articles, do the editing, design, layout, purchase the paper, binding and printing, binding everything and distributing everything you do. Srila Prabhupada gave some guidelines. I'll just speak a little bit about that as I don't have so much time. The most important thing is about the content. Well, what is the content? It's back to Godhead, Bhagavad Darshana. Krishna consciousness. Although it may discuss politics, social matters, health matters, but the central topic is our need to be Krishna conscious and how to be Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada outlined what the subject matter of this magazine should be in a talk that he gave in Boston, United States, in 1969 to the editors of Back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada explained that the Krishna consciousness movement functions in four stages. The first stage is to understand one's relationship with God, Krishna. This is a magazine about Back to Godhead, but people have no idea about Back to Godhead. I think you better say in Tamil, Back to Godhead, in this case. People don't know who they are themselves. They don't know that they're spiritual beings. They don't know about Krishna or their relationship with Him. Everyone has an eternal relationship with Krishna. But due to Maya, we think that whatever upadhis or designations come with the body, we think that is me. For instance, Udharam, what is it? Udharanam. Yeah. Then I am a Tamil Brahmin. We think this body is me. And that body is my wife. And those bodies are my children. This is called Dehatma Buddhi, identifying the self as the body. So the first stage of Krishna consciousness is to awaken from that illusory understanding or misunderstanding. This is the whole mistake of material existence rests on misidentification of the self with the body. It's especially strong in the modern civilization. But it's true in all ages, even in the Satya Yoga, it's still the material world. So the first preaching stage of the Krishna Conscious Movement is to awaken people from their illusory understanding of who they are. I am this body, and everything in relationship with this body is connected to me. Janasyamo ho yamahammameti. This is my home, my body, my money, my family, my country, and so on. And therefore people are living like, having got the human form of life, they're living like animals, just eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So Srila Prabhupada said that Back to Godhead magazine is especially meant for this purpose. Krishna conscious means ultimately to live with Krishna and dance with Krishna in the spiritual world. There are descriptions of Krishna kissing the gopis. But that is far above the understanding of the common man. So the first business of Bhakti Godhead is Uttishta, Jagrata. I'm just paraphrasing. Prabhupada didn't personally quote this at this time. Uttishta, Jagrata, Prapya, Varang, Nibodhata. Get up, wake up, become aware of what you can achieve in this human form of life. So the Back to Godhead magazine is to first of all awaken people to the understanding that we are eternal servants of Krishna. That we are suffering in this material world because of not knowing that. So I'd said that it may touch social matters, political matters, and this and that, but that only to bring people's attention to the most important subject matter, which is that we are meant for Krishna. And also to offer guidance on how the whole society can be better organized on the basis of Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada said that there, in this talk, that there are four stages of Krishna consciousness. The first is awakening to our actual position as servants of Krishna. Enlightenment. Then those who are enlightened, those who accept, say, oh yes, I meant to serve Krishna. There are persons who, upon getting Srila Prabhupada's books or Bhagavad Darshan magazine or associating with devotees, think that, yes, I must do this. I also want to follow this path of bhakti. The first level is called understanding our relationship, sambandha jnana. The second stage is abhidaya, or practically how we can execute devotional service. So that is the stage of training. How we can, having understood that we are meant to serve Krishna, how to act, perform sadhana and seva in such a manner that our dormant Krishna consciousness awakens. And the third level, this is told by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is prayojan, or attaining our life's ultimate necessity, which is achieving pure love of Krishna, Krishna prema. And Prabhupada said there are four stages. So the first stage is just understanding that we need to be Krishna conscious. The second stage is actually trying to understand that. Then acting in that understanding. And then comes the level, technically called bhava bhakti, when one can begin to understand the loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna. And then the highest stage, where one is completely merged in the ocean of love of God. Where a devotee is completely immersed in pure love of Krishna in all times and places and circumstances. Srila Prabhupada described that back to Godhead is especially meant for the first two stages. For giving people knowledge of their relationship with Krishna, which means their non-relationship with this material world, and how to act in that relationship. To help to train people. In this regard, quite a few years ago, I made one book called A Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. Which in Tamil is called Bhakti Yoga. Was it renamed now?
Yes.
It's been renamed. And it doesn't give very much of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, but it gives all the basic practices. I think all of you are familiar with this book. And especially many people here in India, even without not being very familiar with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, on getting that book, they start to take it up.
இந்தியாவோட குறிப்பா பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பற்றிய தத்துவங்கள் அறியாதவர்கள் கூட அவங்க இந்த புத்தகங்களை எடுத்துட்டு அவங்க பயிற்சியை ஆரம்பிக்கிறத நான் பார்க்கிறேன்.
Because it is very deeply part of this, or the essence of the spiritual culture of this sacred land, that people want to do, they want to act in a spiritual way. So we can give practical direction also. And get into many details. For instance, we'll find in Srila Prabhupada's books that one should follow the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. But in Back to Godhead magazine, we can get into more detail about why we should follow all of these principles, just as an example of what can be the content. And that will be very useful, not only to make a case why we should follow these principles, but also for our devotees to train them, to give them information as they try to present this to others. So it's helping to train our devotees. It's dealing with the practical issues that we deal with day by day in our practical lives in a Krishna conscious way. So it's the Back to Godhead is it's for mass distribution. We find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would, among the mass of people, he would chant the holy names of Krishna. And he would preach also. He would try to induce people to chant the holy names and to dedicate their rare human form of life for God realization. The very complex discussion of Vedanta, that was only with a very few. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only discussed with very few. And intimate discussion of Krishna's pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do that with a few devotees. So the Bhagavad Darshan is meant for mass distribution. And it's meant by reasoning and philosophy and by science and argument to convince people that they're in an illusory condition. People look up to politicians and scientists and various philosophers. This area which we call Tamil Nadu has been home to so many philosophers.
Yeah,
Of course, there's the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Ramanuja was a great philosopher. And there's also a parampara in Kanchi of the Advaitavadi philosophers. And Kanchi also was a great center of Buddhist philosophy, the Madhyamic path of Nagarjuna. Shaiva Siddhanta was very prominent. And in more recent times, Aurobindo in Puducherry, although he's not a Tamil per se, but he's been very influential in that area especially. Dr. Radhakrishnan, the first president of India, was awarded that post because he was a world famous philosopher in the modern age. And a very influential philosopher, still very influential at the present time, although he's passed away, is that, what's that guy atheist name? Periya. Periya, this Periya, atheist philosopher. So there are so many philosophers who influence human society. But we want to give the actual philosophy of what is the absolute truth. Most people nowadays, they have no interest in philosophy whatsoever. Modern education just trains people to work so they can get money and pass their life without any higher thoughts. And this atheistic philosophy just reinforces that. So, Utishta, Jagrata, get up, wake up, understand, we are suffering in this material world. We should take to Krishna consciousness. Mostly nowadays people think religion means you convert someone and then they become a fanatic. Or religion means opening schools and hospitals and feeding the poor. Or religion means you just leave the world and there's another in this Ramana Maharshi was there in Tiruvannamalai. You just leave the world and do nothing and be self-realized. But none are serious about understanding actually who is God and what is our relationship with Him. They may convert to some religion and become fanatical about it, but they have no idea actually who is God. So, Back to Godhead magazine is supposed to give knowledge of who actually God is.
உண்மையில கடவுள் அப்படிங்கிறவர் யார் அப்படிங்கிற தகவலை இந்த பகவத் தரிசன பத்திரிகை கொடுத்தாக வேண்டும்.
Or at least wake people up to the understanding that they need to understand this.
இந்த விஷயத்தை மக்கள் புரிஞ்சுக்கணும் அப்படிங்கறது புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்காக நாம மக்களை ஏற்படுத்தணும்.
So the editors, they should be aware of this.
இதற்கு ஆசிரியர்கள் செயல்படுவதற்கு அவர்கள் அறிந்திருக்க வேண்டும்.
And those who are distributing, they should also read the articles before they distribute the magazine. Those who are distributing this magazine, they are not just like some peon or postman.
இந்த பத்திரிகை விநியோகம் செய்றவங்க ஏதோ ஒரு பியூன் அல்லது தகவல் மாதிரி கிடையாது.
They should know what is the subject so that they can speak on this to others. This magazine is like no other magazine. There are many religious magazines. But this is the only magazine which gives the focused light of pure knowledge of the absolute truth.
ஆனா இந்த பத்திரிகை மட்டும்தான் பரம்பொருள் என்ன அப்படிங்கிற விஷயத்தை மையமாக வைத்து வெளிச்சத்தை கொடுக்கக்கூடியதாக இருக்கு.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. I'll finish there.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
I think Banu Maharaj, he must have come. All right, Hare Krishna. I'll come again.